You're listening to SBS News.
Hamas began this latest deadly conflict by firing rockets at Israel. The Israeli military response has caused devastation in Gaza, killing 253 people, including 66 children. Israel's death toll stands at 13 people, two of them children.
Prime Minister Netanyahu informed me that Israel has agreed to a mutual unconditional ceasefire to begin in less than 2 hours.
Before President Joe Biden made that ceasefire announcement, he'd received pressure from the progressive left of the Democratic Party, angry over U.S. arms sales to Israel and the heavy loss of Palestinian life. U.S. lawmaker Rashida Tlaib, who's of Palestinian descent, lobbied President Biden in public as he landed in Michigan earlier this month, while Arab Americans protested in nearby Dearborn.
Free, free Palestine!
The conflict here, it was pretty tense because we didn't know what was going to happen.
As Kifa Aboukadir was witnessing the street violence in East Jerusalem during the 11-day conflict, she was closely monitoring the political reaction in America too. As a Palestinian-American teacher and a member of Democrats Abroad, Kifa feels the Palestinian voice is finally being heard in America.
It was very uplifting because I grew up in the States and basically the dialogue did not include us, and if it did, it always had us in a negative picture, us being the Palestinians. And to see the left like finally rallying and calling for change and calling for the same things that we're calling for.
Clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians in Jerusalem in the run-up to the latest conflict also drew condemnation from the progressive left in the U.S.
Because here the situation is much more complicated. And
Laura Wharton is an Israeli-American professor of political science at the Hebrew University and a Jerusalem city councillor for the left-wing Meretz party. She's been watching as events here are compared to the reckoning over racial justice in the U.S.
I would say that a lot of American, especially American Jews and American Jewish left, saw the police, you know, beating up Palestinians and saw the riots and so forth, and saw George Floyd, which is justified in many ways because it's similar. The thing is that there are also fundamental differences. It's more complicated because we're at war.
Here in Jerusalem, tensions between Israelis and Palestinians over access to holy sites and to land helped fuel the latest deadly conflict. In the aftermath, the Biden administration is underlining that it doesn't want to see Palestinians evicted from their homes or more Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem and the West Bank.
Well, we're here in the next to the old city walls. Which is
Mark Zell, the chairman of Republicans Overseas, loved President Trump's unapologetic pro-Israel stance and doesn't like the new tone from Washington.
As far as settlements concerned, I'm one of them. I live in Tekoa, which is the birthplace of the prophet Amos. I'm just south here, just south of Bethlehem. No, we're like the Native Americans coming home. That's really what we're the indigenous people. The Arabs are latecomers.
But the Biden administration says you're taking the land of Palestinians.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying. They've got it completely backwards.
Though support for Israel's right to exist and defend itself is a cornerstone of U.S. foreign policy, the pro-Israel bipartisan consensus of the past is shifting rapidly, reflected by the range of views among Americans living here.